This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome to another episode of Ask Ready or Not. I am Loz and today we are talking about a topic that every, I would say, working mum can relate to, and that is networking. How to do it effectively when your time is squeezed and what it takes to network effectively. Whether you are climbing the career ladder, if you're thinking about a pivot, or maybe you just want to stay connected, building relationships is key. But here's the good news. You don't need to attend late night events or schmooze at wine and cheese evenings to make meaningful career moves. Those days, my friend, are over. Let's talk about strategies that are going to work for you, your schedule and your goals. I also want to preface it by saying networking does not come naturally to many, many people. It is hard, even for somebody that is extroverted like myself. I find it draining, difficult. It is definitely a skill that you need to possess and that you need to work on. If you are someone who is more introverted naturally, you're like, oh my God, the thought of having to be in a room with people that I don't know and talk to them is horrific. Like, I do not even want to do that. I totally get it. And this episode is going to be even more beneficial for you. So let's start with where and how to network without evening events. Networking does not mean that you need to don heels and head out after bedtime battles. Being a mum, I think there is a misconception that you need to be working after hours to put in those networking hours. And sometimes occasionally you do, but most of the time you can do it within your 9 to 5 in a more effective manner. That's not going to drain your life and have you thinking to yourself, far out, I'd almost prefer to be at home doing the bedtime routine, which is really saying something. Here are some mum-friendly alternatives. Online industry groups. Do not poo-poo these. Join LinkedIn or potentially even Facebook groups in your field. These are a treasure trove of opportunities to connect, ask questions, and share knowledge. For example, maybe you could search for local groups like Melbourne Women in Marketing or industry-specific communities. My tip would be contribute to conversations rather than lurking. So share an article, pose a question, or comment thoughtfully. It's an easy way to get noticed. Coffee catch-ups. I am a massive advocate for a coffee catch-up, mostly because it's short, it's sharp, everyone loves a coffee. If you don't love a coffee, grab a soft drink, have a sparkling water, have a tea, a chai, a milkshake, whatever you feel like. It doesn't have to be coffee. So instead of attending evening meetups, invite a colleague or an industry contact for a coffee during a lunch break or school hours. Many, I would say, professionals prefer this one-on-one low-pressure format. Pro tip, coffee catch-ups aren't just to have a coffee catch-up. There has to be a really clear why as to why you're reaching out. And when you reach out, you need to specify why you want to catch up. So for example, I would love to learn about your experience in X and see if there are any opportunities to collaborate. It doesn't have to be super sales pitchy, but it should be really succinct and clear as to the why you're taking up this person's time and why they should meet with you. Conferences and webinars. Many conferences now offer virtual attendance, which is perfect. Block out a few hours or even just visit the key sessions and engage actively in chat or Q&A sessions. Your work, if you are at work and you are wanting to network outside of your organization, your work no doubt has a stipend or some form of learning and development fund or policy that they probably love pushing on employees and always boasting about. Use it. So look at webinars, look at online learning courses, look at conferences that you can attend online and use the stipend for that. School drop-off chats. This one actually surprised me. This is why I wanted to put it in. If your kids are in school or daycare, you might be surprised how many parents work in your industry or know someone who does. Strike up a conversation. So networking doesn't always need to be formal. I have found it so interesting listening to mums at daycare talk about their work and also those that are like, oh, I'm looking for a new job and how many opportunities have come about from that organic conversation. It has been really eye-opening. Building meaningful LinkedIn connections. LinkedIn is a goldmine for career connections and it's perfect for mums because you can do it in your PJs with a glass of wine if you feel like it. Here is how to make it count. optimize your profile. Treat your LinkedIn profile like your digital elevator pitch. Make sure that your headline reflects who you are and your expertise. So for example, perhaps that might be marketing specialist helping startups scale. Add a professional photo and ensure that your summary tells your story authentically. We had LinkedIn present to us at a former workplace that I worked at, and I found it really fascinating to learn about how important that storytelling aspect and summary of your profile is. So really do make sure that you focus on that and spend some time writing it. Personalize your connection requests. So when reaching out, skip the generic, "I'd like to connect," and write something more thoughtful. So for example, you could say, "Hey Sarah, I saw your recent post about X. It really resonated with me. I'd love to connect and learn more about your journey in whatever industry that person may work in." Post and engage consistently. If you're someone that likes to share articles or write short posts about your work experience or celebrate your wins, go for it. If not, comment on other people's posts within your industry to build visibility. For example, congratulate someone on a new role or add insight to their post. It doesn't need to be long-winded. It's just more of a, "I'm here," making sure that you can see me over in the shadows, etc. Also, use LinkedIn's features. So look for LinkedIn groups relevant to your field. So for example, if you're in marketing, join groups like, and I keep saying marketing because I work in marketing, so it's easier for me to think of references, but join groups like Content Marketing World Community. Use the word "open to work" and "services offered" banners strategically, or if you are someone that is looking to recruit for your team, the hiring banner is also a good avenue. How to ask for help or mentorship while managing the juggle. This can feel tricky, but most people love to share their insights. It is all about how you ask. Be specific. Instead of asking really vague questions like, "Can you be my mentor?" which sounds like a huge commitment if I'm honest, focus on specific advice. For example, "I am transitioning back to work and I want to build my career in X. Do you have 15 minutes to share how you approached similar challenges?" Leverage your existing networks. Think of your own circle, whether that's ex-colleagues, friends of friends, or even parents in your kids' daycare group. Often the best mentors are just one connection away, and respect their time. Offer flexible options. For instance, would you prefer a quick call or a coffee catch-up? I'm happy to work around your schedule. Keep the initial conversation short and meaningful, and follow up with a thank you email or a quick LinkedIn message. I cannot believe the amount of times people do not do that. Even after an interview, a job interview, for example. If you are taking up anybody's time, whether it be on a professional basis or perhaps it's more personal, and if you're asking questions where you're looking for their advice, the easiest, quickest thing that you can do to build rapport and to probably extend your reach to their networks is just to send a simple thank you email or message afterwards. It goes such a long way. Do not forget to do it. I would also say pay it forward. Don't underestimate what you bring to the table. Offer to help in areas where you excel, like sharing resources or making introductions. The easiest way for someone to open a door for you is for you to open a door for them, or maybe an extended person of their network. So let's wrap it up with the main points. Network smart, not hard. Leverage your online groups. Leverage your coffee catch-ups. Leverage your school drop-offs to connect. Look at your broader network and ask for introductions. If you have a bestie that is starting a new job and you love their organization, or perhaps you're talking to a friend of a friend and they work somewhere that you're interested in, there is no harm in saying, "Hey, I'm actually really interested in working for your organization, or I'd love to learn more about what you do. Is there anyone within your team I could talk to?" Most people will never say no. LinkedIn is your secret weapon. Optimize your profile, engage authentically, and share consistently, or comment, like, follow consistently. And asking for help is a strength. Remember, networking isn't about collecting contacts. It's about building meaningful relationships. And as a mum, you are already a pro at juggling and connecting. So go out there, start small, and make moves that work for you. That is all for today's episode of Ask Ready or Not. If you have got questions or topics that you want me to tackle, please drop me a message at askreadyornot.pod. And we can keep the conversation going. If you yourself have any great networking tips, I would love to hear them. But from my experience, the number one thing that you can do is put yourself out there and ask. See you next time.